But I want to go, Bill, here now, and I want you to focus very specifically on this because I've not asked anybody this question, and I want you to be able to just to give us a few comments on this from your historical perspective. On one hand, people today, Bill Federer, could look at America. We're alive now, so we're looking at it the way we are. We weren't alive back then, so we have to look at history. But we could look and say, well, America today is not very thankful, and it's a whole lot less thankful than it was during the days of the Civil War when President Lincoln made the pronouncement, or perhaps it was less thankful than that group of pilgrims were back in 1621. But based on what you know from history, if you could put on the founder's hat and go from back there with what you know into the age in which we now live, would we be a more thankful nation now or less thankful perhaps than those days of when the pilgrims were here? Have any way to bring that into a little bit of balance?
Sure, Sam. I do feel that the people today are less grateful than they were back then. And when you look at the proclamations, I put together a book called Prayers and Presidents, where I literally go through every single presidential proclamation, Washington, from John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, all the way through. And they are very Christian. They're talking about that God, through his Holy Spirit, would bring us to repent of our numerous offenses against the Most High God, confess them with sincerest penitence, implore his pardoning mercy through the great mediator, Jesus Christ. Even Woodrow Wilson had a day of fasting and prayer when we entered World War I. And Franklin Roosevelt had days of prayer and thanksgiving during World War II. And we could go on up. Even Nixon had a day of prayer when Apollo 13 was up in space. And Nixon said, in these days of growing materialism, I think we prayed more this last week than we have prayed in a long time in this nation. We seek God's help when we face tremendous crises. Well, yeah, we do, but we should seek him all the time. We have moved away from, you look at the populations. 20 years ago, I went into the U.S. Government website, CIA.gov. It was the CIA's website. And you could research facts on every single country in the world, including the United States. And I remember looking at it, and it said the United States was 94% Christian. And but a few years ago, it went to 90 and then 80. And guess what? Last year, they did the Pew survey, P-E-W, it said the United States is 70% Christian. In 20 years, it's gone down nearly 25%. Number one, pastors have been preaching the sort of watered-down gospel in some of the communist doctrine in the 1960s. They said, how can we conquer America? They said, oh, let's infiltrate the churches and move to a social gospel, like, you know, taking care of the poor, which is good, but let's get away from revelation gospel of the Bible being true. And and then it also talked about infiltrating and the schools and teaching the homosexual agenda. And if you think of it, I was at a baby dedication. I just bought a brand new computer, and I was loading software. And then I went to church for this baby dedication. And the pastor was telling the parents to raise the child in God's word. I thought to myself, he's telling them to load God's software on this cute little blank hard drive. And so if you think of it, we're a spirit, mind, and body. Your mind is like a super fancy computer. Your body's like the computer case, which makes it silly for people to argue over what color the computer case is. You know, reds are better than greens. Doesn't matter what color the case is. It's what software is running on it. So the other side wants to put their malware and corrupted files and viruses, and it's our job to put God's software in these kids' brains. Well, guess what? The church has sat back, and we have let our school system be co-opted. Every school in America was originally started as a Christian school, Harvard, Yale, Princeton. But the Christians have sat back. And so the car goes from drive neutral into reverse. Western civilization has gone from Judeo-Christian, right? Europe was Catholic cathedrals, Protestant Reformation, Jewish neighborhoods. And then Europe went into a secular neutral with the French Revolution, and now Europe is entering an Islamic future. And so the whole sexual and secular agenda is a transition phase from the Christian past to the Muslim future. And so, anyway, there is an awakening going on. It's a mad dash for the gate, and we need to wake people up.